Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now, Aaron Sims, voice of the Milwaukee Admirals. And Aaron, I wanted to get you on because the improbable has become probable in reality. And I cannot believe that we're sitting here talking about the Vegas Golden Knights being in Lord Stanley Cup's finals. But that's the way it's all worked out. How impressive has this run been?
It's been pretty incredible when you consider this is it's the second expansion team really to make it to the final. It's the first one. The other one happened in 68 when the league went from 6 to 12 teams, and they guaranteed that one of the expansion teams would make it because they put all six expansion teams in the same division. This is really remarkable. Bill Foley paid $500 million to get the team. They changed the rules a little bit for expansion from years past in the fact that 11 players were allowed to be protected by teams, but they ended up with some good players and a lot of players that had some great seasons, I don't think anybody thought that they would make the playoffs even, let alone be in the Stanley Cup final.
The goal, we always talk about it, but goal play is everything, and they have gotten some incredibly good goal play in this thing, haven't they?
Yeah, Marc-Andre Fleury in net, he has won three Stanley Cups, but only one really as the primary goaltender. The last couple of years has been Matt Murray. Now, Murray was injured last season at the beginning of the postseason for Pittsburgh, and Fleury had to do the work for the first couple of rounds, but he really wasn't the guy the last couple of seasons. He had kind of lost his job, so a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, as this entire team does, including the coaching staff. But he has been magnificent, nothing short of magnificent, and absolutely, there's no doubt. It's all net play. It's getting to the net offensively and playing strong, stout defense in front of your own goal and having a goaltender that's playing out of his mind.
And you've got Fleury also one of the – and this is – you know, the funny thing is when I started going through these names, some of these names I don't even recognize to pronounce, but Jonathan Marchessault?
Marchessault
has been fantastic. Not getting nearly the publicity that he deserves. Fleury gets all the publicity he deserves, but Marchessault has been fantastic for this team.
Yeah, so many of these guys, and it's interesting because so many GMs across the National Hockey League, they made side deals with the Vegas Golden Knights on expansion draft day to try to basically get cap relief. And Jonathan Marchessault was a pending free agent. He had one more year left on his deal. That would have been this season. But Florida gave him away in the hopes or in exchange for Vegas drafting Riley Smith off their roster rather than losing a different player that they wanted to keep. So they gained some cap relief with Riley Smith going. The cost was Jonathan Marchessault, and the two of them ended up having career years, as has pretty much everybody on this Vegas roster, because, quite honestly, there were very few stars. James Neal, probably, Marc-Andre Fleury. Everybody was going to step up because they were going to get minutes that were not afforded to them in the past, and here they are in the Stanley Cup final.
One of the guys that doesn't get a lot of credit either, Nate Schmidt, one of the top defensemen. Watching him play, I didn't watch a ton of hockey this year, but just watching him play and the ability to skate angularly to the puck and get there ahead of time. I was watching him work. I mean, when you've got him in front of you as a goalie, that's fantastic. But he had a hell of a year.
Yeah, he really did. He doubled his career or his season high in points from 17 to 36. He's a guy who can skate. This is an issue with so many teams in the National Hockey League, and one of the reasons Nate Schmidt was exposed for the expansion draft by Washington, and it's salary cap, it's promising no movement clauses, no trade clauses, all of that. So Washington ends up having to keep guys like Matt Niskanen and Brooks Orpik, who quite honestly aren't as useful as they were 5, 7, 10 years ago. So the cost is Nate Schmidt because you cannot make a deal with or cannot make a move with those guys due to their no movement clauses. And here you have Nate Schmidt breaking out, that he would have done the same thing had he been in Washington, but he's doing it in Vegas.
So who are they facing?
I got to think it's Tampa Bay, the 3-2 lead, and Washington has it's uphill for them. It's funny because Andrei Vasilevsky is the goalie for Tampa Bay, and down the stretch, he's one of three Vezina finalists, the others being Pekka from Nashville and Connor Hellebuck from Winnipeg. Down the stretch, Vasilevsky was the weakest of the three, and stumbling and sputtering, and now Vasilevsky is playing magnificent hockey, and his team in front of them is playing. So I think it's going to be Tampa and Vegas, and you know what? All season long, everybody says, well, Vegas can't do it. Vegas can't do it. Can they? Well, they continue to do it. It's been an amazing story.
I want to go to Nashville, just which is the parent team, for those that don't know, the Milwaukee Admirals. Decent season, just didn't get the job done.
Yeah, it was disappointing. There's no doubt. They thought they had made the moves. They had made the move early in the season for Kyle Turris, and gave up a couple of prospects. Late in the season, there was a first round draft pick exchanged to Chicago along with a prospect for Ryan Hartman. They thought they had the team that was built to do it. I honestly thought Winnipeg, and I can say this now, and it's easy to say, but I had seen Winnipeg in person a couple of times this year, and I thought Winnipeg was the best team I had seen all year long. So I wasn't necessarily surprised that Nashville lost, because I thought Winnipeg was awfully good. That being said, I don't think a ton of changes are due for Nashville, and that means probably, we'll see what that means for Milwaukee here in this coming season.
How much pressure has Pekka Rinne got on him? I mean, he ended up getting the win in Game 6 when they ended up shutting out Winnipeg, and then five goals Winnipeg picks up in that 5-1 decisive game. I mean, this is a couple of times he's been right there at the altar, just hasn't been able to get it done.
He has, yeah, and he was pulled 11 minutes into that game. There is a ton of pressure on him. Now, he's going into the final year of his seven-year contract, 7 years, $49 million contract. He has been the face of the franchise. He is gracious. He is a battler. He is a warrior, all of the cliches that you want. He's everything you want your pro athlete to be, except he has not won the Stanley Cup. There is a lot of pressure on him because with his contract and with the respect he has in the organization and in the community, I don't see him going anywhere. So if he wants to win a cup, this next year probably has to be it for him.
Aaron, great stuff. Always appreciate it, my friend. Great update, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Excellent. Thanks for everything, Bill.
See you, pal. There you go. Aaron Sims, our hockey aficionado when it comes to terrific hockey talk. There is no better guy in the market or in the area to do so than Aaron Sims, who is just fantastic.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.